This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We'll open up the phone lines here coming up in a little bit, 913-586-7965. So, we haven't talked about it yet, but one thing I saw as I was sitting in the chair after the midday show was a couple of these texts. Guys, I think that Rashee Rice should just spend his 30 days in jail now just to get it knocked out. Other people, go serve your 30 days now. He should do the 30 days while he's suspended. This seemed to be like a very popular stance on the text line. That doesn't seem like a really good idea to me. Now, I never been to jail. Don't know anything about jail. But this is just what I'm guessing. I'm guessing that the nutrition probably isn't what you need it to be to fuel your body for a NFL season. I'm also guessing, Rob, that the equipment that you got to work out on to eventually come back and play in the NFL is not where it needs to be. I'm guessing. I don't know this to be the case. Again, this is just an hypothesis on my end. You have 5 years to knock this out. You don't have to do it right now. You know where I want Rashee Rice? I want him locked in with his trainer. I want him locked in with the medical staff that is continuously monitoring his knee, how he is progressing, how he is responding to things. I want him somewhere locked in with a trainer and somebody that he trusts to try to simulate game weeks as much as possible to keep your body and your mind fresh and focused on football to get through these 6 weeks so you can show up that Wednesday right before they play the Las Vegas Raiders ready to go. I don't want him going to prison during this time, not when you have all this other available time outside of the football season to get this done. You don't have to rush to do it. Why can't you just go to prison in late February? The Chiefs don't have any team activities during then. They have none. Nothing. That's when I would do it. I'm not doing this in September or October. No. That's what I would advise Rashee Rice to do. I don't know where you train. I have absolutely no clue where he trains. I'm assuming it's somewhere in Texas. I assume you got a trainer that you really trust and lock in with. I would go lock in with him. I maybe go spend some time around my college program talking to them about why you're here. I would just really create a support system to get yourself through these next 6 weeks, keep your body fresh, your mind fresh. Hell, go work out with your college team. They can't suspend you from doing that. You can go show up, run around, catch some routes. I mean, SMU, they made the college football playoff. They're ranked in the preseason top 25. That's not a bad way to spend your time. You know where I don't want them at? I don't want them in lockup. I can't believe people are suggesting this as an ideal during the football season. Absolutely not. Please keep him as far away from the jail as possible. If you want to go to jail, great. Do that in March. Do that when we have no possible activities. When your body is recovering, you're trying to get done with the season. Please don't do that in the middle of September and October. Please don't.
I mean, I agree with you 100%. Like, there's no point in even arguing it. I'm just sitting here legitimately stunned at the amount of people that are suggesting that. Like, the same text line, now I'm not saying it's the same texters, the same text line that told me a few years ago the Chiefs were 3-4, that, oh, one of the reasons they were 3-4 is off the field distractions, they weren't focused on the game, they were 3-4. The same text line that said, see, I told you so, Travis Kelce wasn't totally dedicated to working out last offseason, and that's why he was a half step slow. That same text line is now telling me that for the next 6 weeks, Rashee Rice should just sit in jail somewhere, just hang out, watch TV. Well, the top text, load up the commissary account, watch TV, and he'll be all right. The same text line that told me that Travis Kelce filming commercials in a movie and being on tour with Taylor Swift was a distraction that slowed him down is now pro a guy being in jail during the season. Come on now.
I don't know. It don't make no sense to me. I don't know. Now, I never been locked up in any capacity, prison, jail, county, any of this. I'm sitting here reading it right now. The text line is making it seem like county is just like it's nothing. Like, yeah, I don't think he's going to Rikers. I don't think he's going to Sing Sing. I never thought that. I don't think he's going to San Quentin or playing basketball at Pelican Bay. I never thought that. I know one thing. I don't want to find out what 30 days in county looks like. I have no interest in doing that. None. Not at all. None. That does not sound fun to me. Not even a little bit. Please, keep that away from me. I don't want to do it. I'm just saying, none of this sounds like a good idea, especially when you don't have to do it. Someone says you do the crime, you do the time. No, you're right. I'm not saying that he can get out of the 30 days. He has to do the 30 days. I'm simply saying he doesn't need to do the 30 days while the Chiefs are playing week 4 against the Ravens. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Why can't you just do this after the football season? You have 5 years to complete this, and the 30 days don't have to be consecutive. You can do a week in here, a week in there, a week here, a week there. That's all I'm saying. Let's do it. Someone on the text line, Carrington, you're acting soft. Hey, if not wanting to go to county or jail or any of those things, so makes me soft. Hey, I'm soft. I don't want to find out nothing about jail. That does not sound like a very fun place to me in any capacity. Nothing about it sounds fun. It doesn't sound like the place I want to be hanging out and spending any of my free time. I don't know about you. I like being able to come and go as I please. That's something I've got very, very fond of over the last few years of my life. I'm serious. That's not something I want to know something about. If that's part of your life, cool. I'm fine. I don't know where you guys are acting like he's going to an all-inclusive. Like he's going to St. Lucia for these 30 days. I'm just like, I don't know. I would just sit down for a bit. Work out with my trainer. Keep my mind sharp. Keep my body sharp. Eat right. Continue to rehab my knee. I'm not going to jail. It just doesn't really sound like a very, very fun place. I will play this audio for you guys. We were talking to Nate Taylor about this. This is very interesting. He thinks that Jalen Royals is going to go on IR.
Now, I haven't been told exactly that Jalen Royals will go on IR, but look, he hasn't practiced in a long time, and he's not going to be ready for week one. So, hey, he's a rookie. Let's take care of your body now. We don't need to rush you, obviously, because we have 8 receivers. And even when you come back, potentially, 4 to 6 weeks later, that's also the same time Rashee Rice will come back. So, again, you can manage the roster moving forward at a later date instead of having to carry 8. And that would make it really tricky in terms of, hey, who's actually going to be dressed against the Chargers? Well, now we know. It'll usually be 5. It might be 6, depending on what they want to do from a special team standpoint.
So, very interesting. I want to be clear with what he just said. He has said he doesn't know, but if you haven't been practicing for the team, that's usually not a very good sign, at least when it comes to Jalen Royals. I really do wish that we had got the 53-man roster during the show, because predicting on whether or not they were going to suspend Rashee Rice or find out the suspension, it'd have been very, very clear based on how they built their roster. Actions over words. They carried eight receivers. We knew that wasn't going to be the case. I mean, come on now. They weren't carrying eight wide receivers. This was the plan yesterday. We just didn't know it yet. We didn't have the information. They've been working on this Rashee Rice suspension behind the scenes. They've been working on it. They carried eight wide receivers. Rice isn't going to be available week one. I would also say, based off what you just heard from Nate Taylor, Jalen Royals also not going to be available early on. So we got to make sure that we got enough bodies. We got to make sure that we can carry a 6-7-man wide receiver room. They have that. Xavier Worthy is healthy. Hollywood is healthy. Tyquan Thornton probably is your three in that scenario. He certainly played worth it. It sounds like Robert Tonyan's going to be back on the team, so you're adding another pass-catching option. So I know that we get all caught up in the 53-man roster, and I get it, but it's just going to be a very, very fluid thing based off suspensions, based on who's healthy, based on who's not healthy, based on who is available. So we are continuing to get more information about that. But as we just heard from Nate Taylor, it looks like Jalen Royals could quite possibly go on the injured reserve list because he has not been practicing for the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up on the other side, I know there is no ideal time to not have your number one wide receiver, but this checked the biggest box that I had in all of this. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
I do want to move forward. Sometimes the text line, it genuinely surprises me. It really does. It surprises me. Sometimes you guys are very funny and informative, and then sometimes I don't know what's happening. So we were talking about this at the top of the hour. A lot of people were suggesting that Rashee Rice should just do his 30 days right now. He should just do them right now. And my point was, no, I don't want you doing that during the season. I would take this time to work on football things. Make sure your conditioning is in order. Make sure your nutrition is in order. Like, you're going to play football at some point this season in really important games. I don't really want you going to jail during the course of the season. The text line is very split on this, I would say. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, Rashee Rice is going to the same jail that Martha Stewart went to. It's a vacation. A lot of people are saying this isn't that big of a deal. I want you guys to just do a real simple Google search of the jail that he has to report to. I don't know, man. It doesn't really sound that fun to me. I mean, somebody in June overdosed on fentanyl in other places. So I'm reading. I did all this reading, Rob, during the commercial break. This is a jail that is supposed to hold 6,200 people. Right now, they have 1,700 people or 1,700 people that are in this. So it is overcrowded. They just failed two inspections last week at this jail. Prison jail, again, I don't know nothing about it. I don't claim to know anything about it. I'm just simply saying that's not where I would want my number one wide receiver to be week five of the NFL season. It's just not where I want him to be. Oh, I want you to be anywhere else. Please take your trainer, go down to Miami, stay out of trouble, and work on football things, and we'll figure out the jail thing later when we got to figure it out. We don't need to figure it out in mid-September and early October. We don't need to figure it out then. That is, just do a quick Google search of where he has to go. I did a Google search on where Martha Stewart. This is not where he's going. That's not where he's going. That sounds like a kind of easy place to go spend your time. That is not where Rashee Rice is scheduled to appear for 30 days. And it's also important to note, he has 5 years to do these 30 days. He has 5 years. So you can do a week in here, a week here. You don't have to just, boom, lock in and do it. You don't have to do it that way. So I would try to manage this thing as well as possible if I'm Rashee Rice and his team. I cannot believe that this is a real suggestion from people that he should just go ahead and do that while the Chiefs are getting ready to play the defending Super Bowl champions. He's just waiting on people to put money on his commissary and waiting in the chow line. That's just not what I would advise my number one wide receiver to be spending his free time during the course of the NFL season. Back to Rashee Rice from an on-the-field perspective. You know what? This really isn't that bad. This isn't that bad from this perspective. He was going to miss some games. Now, we didn't know which games he was going to miss. We didn't know how many he was going to miss, but we all knew that Rashee Rice, there is no chance that you could get in a high-speed car accident, injure other people, flee the scene of the accident, plead guilty to multiple felonies, and then think that you were getting away with a zero-game suspension. So we just all knew this day was coming. This is not a surprise to anyone. We were all trying to figure out when or how many games it was going to be. We now have the answer. He is going to miss Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens, Jaguars, and Lions. Now, you play some really good teams during that standpoint. I know we all like to laugh and make fun of the Chargers. They won double-digit games last year. They got a good coach. They got a good quarterback. The Chargers are certainly not a bad team. Philadelphia, they're the best team in the National Football League. The Giants, I don't think they'll be great this year, but they might have the best pass rush in the National Football League. They certainly have spent a lot of resources on pass rush this offseason. Baltimore is one of the five best teams in the league. The Lions, also one of the five best teams in the league. So this is not an ideal time to have him miss, but my number one priority. If you had told me when I first see the schedule, hey, when do you want to have Rashee Rice back? What one game do you want Rashee Rice to play in? I would have said the stretch that he is going to be eligible to play on the road against Buffalo, on the road against Denver. I think this season, those are their two most important games. I'm not talking about national television views, because obviously that's the Thanksgiving game, Christmas. I'm talking about if you are looking at their schedule and the games that I think are most important for the Chiefs to win, that have the greatest consequence on if the Chiefs are going to win their division, be the one seed, have home field advantage, put themselves in a position to make another deep run in the postseason. What games are the most important for that? I would have said the Buffalo game and the first game on the road against the Denver Broncos. Say what you want about Denver. Denver played the Chiefs really, really tough last year. Denver appears to be a pretty good team this year. Good coach, good quarterback, maybe the best defense, top five offensive line, improved pieces. Denver is a legitimate challenger and contender. To give Rashee Rice a couple of games to ramp up, to get ready for that stretch of games, I think is really, really important. I really think that Buffalo is the most important game on their schedule. You obviously want to beat Baltimore, but that game is at home, so you certainly feel good about your chances in your building against a team that you obviously know very well. But we know Buffalo matches up very well against Kansas City, especially in the regular season. It's on the road, so if Buffalo beats Baltimore in week one, they have the tiebreaker over the other really good team in the AFC, and then they can have it over you too. It just makes it a really difficult ask, I think, to win the one seed, to have home field advantage go through Arrowhead if Buffalo has the tiebreaker over the other two teams that we think are going to be in contention for that conversation. So I think that Buffalo game is the most important one. Having Rashee Rice back for that was all I really cared about, and that's why I didn't want to start the suspension after October 1st and then put that in jeopardy. So just to have this out of the way, this is the last day that we'll talk about this as fans. There's no reason to talk about it after this. It's over. We know what it is. They'll address it with the media. Next man up mentality. The Chiefs will start the year 5-1, 4-2, possibly 6-0. They'll be good in the first six games, and then they'll be getting back their second best player on offense back right after that in time for their biggest game of the season. I don't really know if you could have the suspension line up much better than that.
So I get what you're saying about the Bills game, and I agree with you. That's probably the biggest game on the Chiefs schedule. And I do agree that it's better to serve the suspension now at the beginning of the season than the end of the season. I agree with you on both those fronts. But, man, I think as big as those Bills and Broncos games are in November, I think the Chiefs' most difficult stretch is the first six games. And I think he is suspended for the most difficult stretch the Chiefs will go through. I understand the Bills' point. I understand the point you made about Denver. But it's not just the Chargers. And I know the text line is, oh, Chargers, that's back. Weird things can happen when you're abroad, you're in Brazil, the field. We don't know. That's going to be a difficult game. We've seen this Chiefs team up against the Eagles. The Eagles spanked them in their last matchup. They're coming to Arrowhead on extra rest. That is a very difficult game. We can breeze past the Giants game. The Ravens game is going to be really difficult. Like, I know everyone says it's Chiefs and Bills for the AFC. The Ravens were in contention throughout all of last season. If Mark Andrews could catch, they might have been the team coming to Arrowhead last year for the AFC title game. Lamar Jackson could have been MVP last year. Like, the Ravens are really good, and they got better defensively. Like, they're a team that you should be scared of, I almost think, on equal footing with the Bills. And, you know, the Jags are, again, whatever, but the Lions might be the best team in the NFC. Some people have the Lions as their Super Bowl pick in the NFC. I think I understand your point about valuing the Bills game and valuing the Broncos game, and I actually think getting this suspension done and not having it hang over Chiefs fans or players or Rice's head throughout the season is the best possible outcome. But as far as purely the games he's missing, this six is the worst possible outcome because this six is their most difficult stretch.
Text line 913-586-7965. Why do we keep talking about Buffalo like they did something so great in the offseason to make them this guaranteed scary team this year? I think Buffalo's good. I think they proved that last year. I think they've been very, very close to the Chiefs. Now, no question, the Chiefs have been better than Buffalo when it matters. And maybe this is, I don't know if this is negative thinking or just sports logic. Something tells me if you keep giving Buffalo enough chances and Josh Allen keeps getting the ball with 4 or 5 minutes to go, I just think eventually he wins one. I don't know how many he wins. Maybe he wins one, two. I don't think he'll win, obviously, as many as Mahomes. Mahomes has a pretty big heads up on him. But, I mean, this is the same conversation we had 20 years ago about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. I mean, Peyton Manning eventually beat Tom Brady. It wasn't all the time, but eventually he won a couple of those times. Now, the score was like 6-3. So, yeah, I mean, Tom Brady, he won more championships. We view him as the greatest quarterback of all time. But Peyton certainly got his licks in. I just feel much better about a potential collision with those two teams. That, I mean, if you're asking yourself right now, hey, the Chiefs are in the AFC Championship game, who do you think they're playing? They're either playing Baltimore or Buffalo. Who else do you see going there? You got them playing Pittsburgh in the AFC Championship game. You got them playing Denver in the AFC Championship game. You got them playing the Chargers or the Bengals. So if you think they're playing one of those two teams and the Chiefs play both of those two teams this season, I'm not picking them to lose any home games this year. I don't care if it's in Philadelphia. I think they'll be ready to play Philadelphia at home. So I'm not picking them to lose any home games. The games I'd be worried about are the games like that one on the road, especially for a team that in the regular season and in the postseason. I mean, Buffalo's matched up really well against Kansas City. It's not like Kansas City, even in the ones they won, like they just run away from Buffalo. It's just been a play here, a play there. And that's usually been a pretty massive difference on how Buffalo has lost those games and the Chiefs have won.
Yeah, I mean, see, this is where I feel like sometimes the text line is just so big of Chiefs fans, and that's fine. They're supposed to be. That sometimes they say and do things, and then we respond and we get viewed as the Chiefs hater show. It is what it is. If you're the type of person who's texting right now, what have the Bills done to be viewed as a threat? What have they done to get better? I would ask you what the Chiefs have done to get better. It's basically the same
amount of
nothing.
I'm not saying that. Hold on. Text line. That was wrong. Don't put that on me now. See, you're going to say that. Now you're going to put that on me when I didn't say that.
I'm just saying.
Now the text line going to be mad at me and then say that I said what you just said when I didn't have nothing to do with it. I'm just simply saying is I think Kansas City is clearly better than Baltimore and Buffalo.
I agree.
But I don't think that there is a pretty big gap between the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens.
I agree.
I think there is a pretty big gap once you get past those three teams. But when it comes to those teams, I think we've seen in these games between all three of them, it usually comes down to one or two plays and things that happen. It is a fourth down stop on a tush push. It is a drop by Mark Andrews against the Ravens that stops the game from going into overtime. So I'm just saying is on these games that end up being coin flips, everything that can possibly give you an advantage matters. Playing the game at home versus on the road is one of the advantages that you can have. So making sure that you have Rashee Rice for that game to ensure that you don't have to go back to Buffalo for a potential AFC championship game is just a situation that I would love to be in. Or you can put yourself in a situation where you don't, like you did a couple of years ago, you don't have to play Baltimore and Buffalo in the postseason. It is an advantage to only play Houston, and then you got to play one of those two teams. So that's all I'm saying. See, now the text line is saying C-Dot and Rob hate the Chiefs. See what I mean? You end up saying something, and then they rope me into your comment when I had nothing to do with it.
And I'm not saying, I think the Chiefs are better than both those teams. I'm just stating, for the person who asked, well, what have the Bills done to be something the Chiefs should even be worried about a little bit? Let's not talk like the Bills and Chiefs games last year were a couple of 35-0 blowouts. They were two competitive games.
You're trying to anger them,
and I didn't do anything.
And
both teams are bringing back largely the same team. So you know what I anticipate in 2025? More competitive games. The Ravens and the Chiefs played a really competitive game last year. The Chiefs won. The Chiefs are better. Guess what? Both teams are largely the same this year. So that's why I anticipate competitive games. Like, I feel like we live in this voodoo world.
I think we all think competitive games. The way you was talking right there was a little crazy. And I'm saying is now you're going to get them yelling at me when I didn't have nothing to do with it. I don't fully agree with what you're saying. I'm not in that. I don't want nothing to do with that. I just think they should win those games. I think those games are very, very important. That's all I'm saying. I think there's a difference in you being the one seed in the AFC and being the three seed in the AFC, which there is a completely different path if you are the one seed versus being the two or the three seed, just based off the way that the schedule works out and who you can play in the second round. I'd much rather play Houston or the Jaguars or, you know, you always end up, one of the teams always ends up playing the game that they're like the 7.5, 8.5 point favorite in the second round. I like when the Chiefs play that game. I want them to keep playing that game.
I'm just saying, those games, people acting like those games weren't competitive last year is wild to me. Ugh, I don't know why you guys are scared of the Ravens and Bills. Because they won those games. They lost the regular season game to the Bills. They won the postseason game by three. They won by a toenail against the Ravens. I anticipate more competitive football in 2025. Just because the team didn't get light years better does not mean the competition is not going to be still there.
Is there a conversation that you want to put to rest? Do you think that we're done talking about running back, at least for the next, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks or so?
No.
I mean, I just think it's obvious that they're not doing anything.
Oh, like, that way, yes.
Yes, I'm saying. I mean, at some point, I mean, I'm big on, I can tell you what I would do, or at some point we have to react to what they have done and just accept what they've done. Some topics are, this is what I think. This is how I feel. Some topics are me telling you, this is the way that things are. And I think it is very, very clear at running back. Their running backs are Carson Steele, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, Breshad Smith, Elijah Mitchell. That's the group. I don't think that they are going outside of that group this season. Now, I agree with Nate Taylor. They are one injury away, which it's football. Like, you're not keeping everybody healthy for the full duration of the season. You are going to have some injury. They are one injury away from being in a little bit of a scramble about what you are potentially going to do at the position. Now, how do they address that? Are they just going to bring up Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Are they just going to bring up Carson Steele, guys that are already in the system on the practice squad? You can just move them up? Or are they going to go outside the organization? There are not many areas on the Chiefs that I spend much time being worried about. I don't really think there are many groups that you should be that worried about. I think they're pretty set everywhere. There's one position on the field that I don't know if they're set or if they're prepared to absorb an injury that happens, and it's running back. I don't know if they're prepared to accept an injury that happens at running back. If Kareem Hunt gets his ankle rolled up on and Kareem Hunt is out for 3 weeks early in the season, I think they're going to probably need to go do something. Who's their short yardage back in that scenario? Who's their guy that you think can get the tough third and two, third and three to help you move the sticks? I still think they need another running back, but at some point I have to just accept their actions, and they don't view it that way. They don't think they need any more running backs. They feel like they got everybody.
I was saying that I think we're going to have lots of conversations this year about running back. I fear we're going to have lots of conversations about running back. But to answer your question, yes, I think we are done talking about them adding to this running back room. This is the room. And I think the room is underwhelming. I really do. Nate Taylor called Elijah Mitchell a jag earlier. He said he's a guy. That's what he called him. He called him a guy. He's a jag. That's fine. I think Isaiah Pacheco has a chance to come back healthy and have another 900,000-yard season, which would be an improvement. But even that would be just better but not good enough. I think they can still win games with that running back room, but I don't think me and you are done talking about that room not being up to par. I think we're done talking about adding people into it, because if you bring back two running backs on the practice squad, you are saying that you feel like you're totally fine with your four and you're actually totally fine with your six. That's what they did today. They brought back all their favorite running backs, Carson Steele and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and now their practice squad has two and their regular squad has four. They're cool at running back. I just disagree with that being enough.
Yeah, I think you and I are on the same page. I guess now at this point, I just don't think the Chiefs are prepared to do anything about it. Like, I'm certainly open to the possibility that I could just be wrong on this thing. Therese used to always say that the contract year was the biggest motivator. I mean, the Chiefs have three running backs that are all in a contract year. This is the last year for Isaiah Pacheco on this deal. So maybe he's not back in Kansas City, or you're auditioning for the other teams in the league on why you either are a number one or a really strong 1B to somebody else, and you can get paid. Isaiah Pacheco was on a seventh round contract. He ain't really made real NFL money. This next contract that they're about to sign, this next deal is going to be the biggest deal that Isaiah Pacheco signs. It's not even close, the biggest one that he signs. So if there is a year that you're motivated to go out there and really ball out this season, I mean, this would be the season for him. If you're Kareem Hunt, you want to continue to stay in the league, continuing to stay on these one-year deals, you got to have a good season. Elijah Mitchell, like, this could go completely the other way for Elijah Mitchell. Breshad Smith, it's obvious they're going to use him in that Jerick McKinnon role. So I'm perfectly fine with just putting the running back conversation away until we need to address the running back conversation. Yesterday was the time to do something about running back, and they chose not to do anything about it. So at this point, I just got to accept that this is the group, and I got to trust that they're right when it comes to this is the running back room, at least for the foreseeable future.
And to their credit, as someone who hates running backs and is the king of undervaluing them, before last season, when Isaiah Pacheco got hurt, which injury changes everything, before last season, they had not heavy invested in running back. They had never been all in on the position, and they had been totally fine. They had a scrap heap free agent in Damian Williams. They won a Super Bowl. They tried LeSean McCoy, but it didn't work. They still won a Super Bowl. They had what a lot of people would call a bust running back in Clyde Edwards-Helaire one year. They won a Super Bowl. They had Jerick McKinnon, who was literally off a scrap heap. They had Isaiah Pacheco at the time, seventh round. Like, we can name the running backs they've had, and they've been fine. I would tell you, outside of last year, they've done enough. Who cares about the position? Which is largely how I feel about it positionally. But I do worry that they are, again, like every position in the league, one injury away from us going woof. And last year, one injury led it to woof fast, and I worry we're closing in on that at a position where players just get injured at a higher rate. This isn't like, oh man, they don't have a good backup punter. Punters don't get hurt that often. Running backs do. There's only so many hits on your body. But I would say, if we take a step back, outside of last season, the Chiefs have never heavy invested in running back, and they've been totally fine because they have Reed and Mahomes and Kelce and the players that actually matter, not running back.
Someone just texted in, there's zero chance the Chiefs sign Pacheco to an extension, 0%. I'm not willing to say that just with the frequency in which Chiefs just bring players back. I'm also just, I'm not entirely sure of how valuable Isaiah Pacheco is going to be on the open market. I think Isaiah Pacheco is certainly a productive running back, but he's never stayed healthy. He's never had 1,000 yards. Like, how much do we think, let's say Isaiah Pacheco has a typical season. Let's say that Isaiah Pacheco runs for 875 yards this year. I would say that is a safe estimate for Isaiah Pacheco. I don't think that guy's getting 2 years, $16 million in free agency. Like, I think you can get Isaiah Pacheco back at a very reasonable price. And if there is an organization that has shown you loyalty and that they're very interested in bringing back players that know their system and fit into their locker room, it's the Chiefs. So I'm not ruling out the possibility that Isaiah Pacheco is back next year. I would say, honestly, from all the different running back conversations that we've had with the Chiefs, I guess maybe you could argue Damian Williams. I think Pacheco's a better running back than him. They haven't really been in this situation where if it's a good year, you want that running back to return. The only other draft pick that they've spent any amount of resources on was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. No one was clamoring for Clyde Edwards-Helaire to come back on a second deal. So if Pacheco's productive this year and you can get him back in Kansas City on a cheap, albeit a raise next year, I'm not against Isaiah Pacheco signing a one-year deal next year to stay on the Chiefs next year. I think that's a possibility just based on who I think he is as a player. He's not breaking the bank nowhere that he goes. So to stay in an offense, to stay in a system that you feel comfortable with, to stay with the organization that drafted you, I haven't ruled out the possibility that Isaiah Pacheco's on the team next year.
I think we're having a semantics argument because I actually agree with the texter, depending on what you define as an extension. He's not getting the James Cook contract in Kansas City. No chance. Me and the texter agree. 0%. Like, Austin, name one of the running backs who has been, I'm not talking Christian McCaffrey, super paid. Talk about a running back who got a little bit of money. James Cook, Austin Eckler, like that group. You're right. He ain't getting that money. It ain't happening. But could he get a two-year welcome back, you know, under market value, you want to stay a Chief type of deal that they sign in April? Yeah, I think that could absolutely happen. But, like, this is where I say it's semantics. Because if you think extension means actual money, I don't think the Chiefs are going to give actual money to that position in the NFL. It would very much surprise me.
Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the Kansas City Royals who saved their season yesterday. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour. Do you think that fans give the Royals a lot of credit for yesterday's win? I only ask that question because of the opponent. I understand if you're not impressed by an individual win against the Chicago White Sox. They are not a good team. But why I give the Royals a lot of credit, I think we have seen multiple times this season where things could have gone awry for the Royals, and they have kept things on track. This is a team that was 40 and 47 and losing everybody's interest. Everyone was asking this team to trade Seth Lugo. Everyone was asking them to wave the white flag and look ahead to next season and put themselves in a position where they were fully prepared for 2026. And they kind of rebuilt themselves on the fly to give themselves a chance. Now, we all have watched enough Royals games in our life to know that I've seen a lot of them where the Royals quietly lose last night's game 5-1. You got all excited about the Royals. You moved your things around. You were eating dinner. The Royals got down early on. You turned it off and you went to go do other things to entertain yourself for the evening. You check your phone and the Royals lost that game 5-1. Every time that it looks like the Royals were going to be counted out and going to be dead, they have done something to keep themselves alive and to keep your interest for just a little bit longer. I give the Royals a lot of credit for doing that. Ultimately, I don't know if the Royals are going to be able to pull this thing off. But, you know, we love a basketball analogy. I mean, they were staring at being 5 back of Seattle. That's what they were staring at. They lose, Seattle win. They were staring at being 5 back. They're 3. And I will continue to maintain the only thing I want from the Royals, the only thing I expect from the Royals, is if they can get to the middle of September and they are within a reasonable striking distance of Seattle. That is the only thing that matters to me. And a win like yesterday and a result and the swing like yesterday continues to make that a realistic possibility. So I'm giving the Royals a lot of credit. I think today is one of the better days of the season for the Royals, that they have given themselves a little bit more rope, a little bit more time. They put one more quarter into that machine and gave themselves an extra continue. Maybe it says game over at some point, but they get to play the game for a little bit longer.
Maybe I'm asking a question that's impossible to answer because it's fan psyche and that's how fans operate. But I feel like you and I were clamoring for the Royals, begging the Royals, please be interesting for a whole season. Too many summers in Kansas City. Baseball season ended before you bought your fireworks. I'm like, we all wax poetically about 14 and 15, and we should. And 13 and 16 were good too. And 03, me and you love it. Every other year of my life, they've been bad at this point in the season. What, 2 years ago, 2023, they were en route to losing 100-plus games. If we talked Royals in August, it's because, oh, we were throwing out the first pitch or there was something going on at the K. It was not about the baseball. And yet here we sit. They are three games back. I do think they will eventually fall short, but they are in the race. They are over 500. They are contending down the stretch. They got hot after the All-Star break. They're doing all the things people have clamored for them to do since the dawn of time. Just be an interesting team, something you want to go out there and support for 162, not just 43 and be done. And yet the text line is, well, they barely beat the White Sox, so guys, it's over. Stop talking about them. Like, maybe just fan psyche has changed because of the postseason, but why isn't there a more, you know, devoted interest in this Royals team because they are doing what we've asked them to do?
Yeah, but this is where I'll defend the fans here with the Royals, and I would say that some of the cynicism and skepticism has been earned. I think every time this season, we could go through it, every time this season that there has been that point where it was, the Royals could kind of turn fan interest. The Royals have laid an egg every single time. You remember Jack Caglione Day, 30,000 people, the whole city came out, excitement, fun. The Royals laid an egg. They've done that a lot over the last couple of years. They got Flo Rida in town, game against the Cleveland Guardians. Hey, it's 31,000 people out there. Royals get beat 9-2. I do think there is sort of a hesitation because at least this season, every time that you have tried to get excited about the Royals, they have pulled the rug out from under you. So I do think there's a little bit of hesitation. Like this weekend, I don't care how positive that we can be. The numbers suggest they are not beating the Tigers this weekend. Like the numbers just do not suggest they are winning this series. So I think at some point, you kind of got to prove people wrong. If somebody keeps telling you, you can't do it, you can't do it, eventually you got to show them you can do it in order to prove them wrong and to show them that they're incorrect. And that's where I think a lot of those Royals fans are at. If you're on the side of they can't do it, they can't do it, they can't do it, the Royals really haven't done much this season to show you that they can do this. Because doing this, it requires you to be special. It requires you to get hot. It requires you to beat playoff teams and some of the better teams in baseball. And again, the numbers just suggest that's not what they can do. So you got to prove people wrong.
I will say this, though. You're right. The numbers say they don't beat the teams that are better than them, but they do gobble up wins against the teams that are worse than them. That's a thing. And I'm going to cross-sport compare here. There are probably dozens of cities, college towns, I'm using college basketball as my crossword comparison, in late February, early March, that get excited about their 19-12, 20-11 bubble basketball team. That happens everywhere. Oh man, big one this week at Texas Tech. You got to get a win here because you get on the right side of the bubble. It happens all the time in college basketball where you are just feasting against the Wagners and the bottom of your league of the world, but then you lose to like the Kansas and North Carolina of your league. But you're at the end of the run. You're right on the bubble. Are you in or are you out? And fans are excited to see if they will end up on the right side of the bubble. And every game is like met with anticipation. I don't feel like the Royals series are getting that. It feels like they're on that bubble for the NCAA tournament analogy. And yeah, they can't beat the Carolinas and the Kansas and the Duke types, but they are throttling the Washington State, Oklahoma State, you know, NC State types at the bottom of their league, and they are staying on the bubble, and fans are just quick to be like, well, it's fake, so who cares? I don't care about this bubble team. Why is there not any more interest in the fact that this is what happens with bubble teams? And yeah, you're going to eventually make it and lose, but making it matters, and it feels like fans don't have that interest in the make it.
Yeah, you're right, but I guess I would just use the analogy for, I mean, your own university. It's really hard to get excited. It's really hard to get excited about your 6-6 football team when you got the best team in college basketball right there. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I want you to be involved in the Royals. I want you to care about the Royals. If you think the Royals are going to win 83 games, it's really hard to sell you on that when the Chiefs play the Eagles coming up in a couple of days. So, like, that's what I think the Royals are going up against. Someone on the text line says there used to be 30,000 people out there. Now it's a ghost town. I mean, I would say the last time that the Royals were in town, it was hot. It was real hot outside. And, I mean, this is a big weekend series for the Royals. They got a weekend series at home against the Tigers on a holiday weekend. I think they are going to do very, very well this week. They then got a midweek leading into a Friday Chiefs game against the Angels. I'm here telling you, people ain't going to that. Like, I'm sorry. We know enough about Royals attendance. People are not going to be out there Wednesday, September 3rd on a school night with Ryan Burgert on the mound and football about to start the next day against the Angels. No, it's not the case. But coming up the next weekend, Minnesota is in town. We know that Minnesota, they travel well. I think Royals fans will go out there this weekend. And again, I will continue to market. They have a home series, the 16th, 17th, and 18th against Seattle. I firmly believe if Seattle is in the position that they're in and the Royals are in the position and the Royals are 2.5, 3 games back of Seattle when that series starts, I think you will see buzz. I think you will see excitement. You won't have to twist people's arm to get them to go out to Kauffman Stadium for a series that really, really matters for the Royals. Let's get back to the top story coming up at the top of the hour. Rashee Rice has found out his suspension. He is going to miss the first 6 games of the season. Keep it locked in right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.